The committee is back. They did their work in very, very fast order. Are we ready to reconvene? I'm sorry, Ms. Moore, were you on an errand?
No.
No, I was saying good
committee. Yeah. Okay, so, thank you.
Well, that's because I was talking.
Are we okay now? All right.
Hello. Sorry, can I request that you hold the mic a little closer? And I'll hold it further.
Fair's fair.
Does that do it okay?
Can I make a suggestion that
please.
We announce the breaks? You say what time it's coming back? Because everybody's 10 minutes is different.
Yeah, and I got to remember there is a clock behind me, which should be the supreme clock of the room. Okay, the committee, we're back in session. The committee has done its work. Have you selected a member to give the report? Somebody pass it.
So Maggie Wilkinson gets 7 votes, for space votes, which means a quarter of 6, threshold of 6, so anybody who gets quarter of 6 gets one. Dan Siegel gets 7, and Tracy Rosenberg got 8. So those are the 3 selected.
I thank you for the report, and I thank the committee for its work.
They're not done.
I know. Watch out, the same committee is going to be reappointed. We're ready for the remarks from the staff representatives who have been nominated. And again, the last time I will exercise my bias about reverse alphabetical order, I'm going to ask Joy Moore to, if she cares to make remarks at this point. Excuse me for a moment. I understand there's a problem.
What? Well, no, I just, did you get it settled, Frank? Everybody votes on
Everybody
it,
votes.
Even though it's
Except,
Rich.
And me. So all board members get to vote on the staff representative, and Frank is passing out the ballots, which are exactly the same color as the previous ballots, but it says staff at the bottom, just so there's no confusion.
And just so there's no, oh yes, please
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Craig, you said all board members get to vote. It's not all correction. Minus Rich at this
point. And I'm going to ask the same 6 people to do the same job.
Right.
No.
We haven't heard the speeches. Y'all can at least give me a chance.
Really? She might sway.
I mean. All right. So. I actually allow myself to be nominated because I think, as Dan Siegel mentioned, the PNB has an enormous amount of power over what happens here. And I think there needs to be someone who is able to listen and be open. And I think I fit that category. I think I've proven over the years that although I may have alignment with a lot of issues on one side or the other, I am always open to both sides of this particular body. And I want to bring a sane, rational voice to the process. I have some experience in that I was part of the LAB, or local station board, before this new iteration that we have now, which you're all working under. So I also have some relationship with people in other stations. So I think my experience at KPFA in working with paid and unpaid staff, being a volunteer, working in the news, I worked in engineering, of course, in the apprenticeship program, in the subscriptions room. I've had a lot of experience within KPFA, and I think I have great relationships with people at KPFA, and I think if I went to the PMB, I would represent a large faction of the staff at KPFA. And so I ask for your vote or consideration.
Brian?
So I think the most immediate problem facing Pacifica as a network and the national board right now is financial, and the financial situation is very dire. But I think there are also structural problems facing our network, and I think partially owing to our governance structure, we have organizational paralysis. And these bylaws were set up to be experimental when they were created, and they were in a lot of ways, and what we haven't done is said, well, how well have they served us, and how can we make them better? So on the finances front, I have a good head for numbers. I've served as treasurer of this board. I'm very confident dealing with the network's finances. I think I can contribute a lot to those conversations and to selecting someone as our next CFO, which will be one of the duties of this board, who can do a good job at Pacifica, which we really, really need as a network. I'm also, and I think this is really important, from what I can tell of the Pacifica National Board, the most dangerous thing it can do is go into territories where the conversation becomes completely untethered from any understanding of how the radio stations actually function on a day-to-day basis. And I think that's the value of having staff representatives on the board. Within KPFA, I've worked as a reporter in the newsroom, an anchor in the newsroom, a producer on local broadcasts and national collaborations. I have run the phone room during fund drives. I've worked with our engineering staff on technical issues, and I've worked with our business staff on putting together budgets when I was serving as treasurer of this board. I think I can bring a lot to that conversation and hopefully keep the national board from straying adrift. If you put me on the national board, I will also work for bylaws reforms, and I think there's actually a lot of room for consensus. I don't think anyone would disagree that our boards, our governance system as a whole, needs to be less acrimonious. In my view, we can be equally representative while being smaller and cheaper and solve some problems. So those are things I'll work towards. And the final thing I'll say is when I was serving on the National Finance Committee for 4 years as this board's treasurer, I was able to work collegially and productively with people on both sides of the national board factions, and I think to the benefit of the network, and that would be my approach to working there again.
Thank you. People, please cast your ballots, and Jack Kurzweil has agreed to pick them up. And I'm going to ask the committee again, Craig Alderson, Rich Withers, Aki Tanaka, Sally Summers, Barbara Whipperman, and Virginia Browning to do the count. And we will be in recess until... It's going to be quick until half past the hour for the count. By that clock.
3 minutes.
Thank you.
No, because I want to figure out what. What's that?
Actually the first election that has been zero in the past 10 years.
Really?
But as they factionalize, it's just wind up portioning seats between the two.
2 more minutes to the break.
Where do we get everybody elected?
How's the kale sale?
I could use no more vinegar.
Anyway. Yes, yeah, so just I like to myself.
Especially addicted to balsamic.
Well, I like all kinds of meat. I know nothing about wine, but I can taste the differences between
vinegar. Probably doesn't pay as good.
We're almost ready to reconvene. If people outside of the room who hear my voice could join us, I would be grateful. Does anyone... Yeah, there are a couple of board members who are not yet here, so let's... Wait a moment. Ah, here we go.
Here she is.
Does anybody notice any board member who is absent at the moment? I think everybody is here. We're back in session. And is the committee ready to report? Mr. Tanaka?
It's a little upset. Brian has 14 and Joy has 8.
Okay. Then. As I understand the report, the three listener delegates are Tracy Rosenberg, Dan Siegel, and Margie Wilkinson, and the staff representative is Brian Edwards Tickert. And I want to thank again the committee for its work and the board. for its activity. And we are now, I will, yes, Carol, Travis.
Second.
I hear a second and a motion.
But it was fun being the delegate.
And a Kurzweil comment. Are there any objections?
The chair just asked a question.
I feel so powerful with it. Are there any objections to adjourning the delegate assembly and moving back into a session of the local station board? Hearing none, we are back in session as the LSB. Welcome back. We are now ready to agenda item number 11, and it is an opportunity for the outgoing chair and the incoming piece of furniture to give a report. Margie Wilkinson.
Okay, I just want to tell you that I actually enjoyed being chair of the LSB for the last 2 years, and I hope that we're able to move forward and work together in a positive way. We need to deal with some pretty heavy problems, none of which I think have to do with, having control over the behavior of our members, but rather have something to do with building the station's audience, building it for the future, and finding new ways of fundraising. We have an on-air fundraising coming up in February. I guess Andrew will mention that when he speaks. And I plan to be in the phone room again, but I'm ready to tell you that, we need some other ways of raising money besides on-air fundraisers, and I hope we'll find those. And I enjoy meeting with you all once a month in the future. And, if you want anything raised at the PMB, give me a call. I'm happy to do it.
I consider it my mission to conduct the meetings orderly, fairly, and in ways to help board members be productive and constructive, and to learn the proper distance of the microphone from my mouth. But I'm also aware of the following, of the current reality, that there are warring visions of what KPFA should be. I hope to have a role in reducing the warring aspects of the division, differences in the vision. With the help of all of you, I hope to work with a board that makes constructive use of different points of view to develop consensus to help KPFA to heal, to retake lost ground, and to grow to become better than ever. And with that, I'm ready for the treasurer's report.
No, IGM.
I'm sorry, Andrew, I almost glossed over you. The interim manager's report, my apologies.